day to you and yours. The Good Day Radio program on the air. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, and Ken Kessler. Rich is off today. He went to a car show, I think, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, an auction, I think he said.
Auction up in Pennsylvania?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd love to go. Those things are a lot of fun. Those things are lots and lots and lots of fun. Especially the antique cars and the antique trucks. They're tons and tons. Tons of fun.
You and I have different ideas of fun.
Well, I think it's fun to be on my tractor on the farm.
I think it's fun to be on a tractor.
I think it's fun to spend time with somebody that you love. That's the most fun.
Yes, that is fun.
Most fun is spending time with somebody that you love. News nuggets and the most interesting, important, best stories of the day. That's our job here. How many people are talking about the NFL draft? Women care
at
about
all.
That?
No, but I have been paying attention to it because it's everywhere.
Right. Okay. So Central Michigan's Eric Fisher is the first pick.
Number one.
The first round. All right, everybody up on that. Oh, yeah. It's a test, Roberta, by the way.
It is?
Yes, it is.
I could have told you Eric Fisher's name. Is that nuts? I would have not known it yesterday. But
I have no idea who he is.
Okay, so let's see if Roberta knows what the Marketplace Fairness Act is.
Isn't that the tax on internet sales?
Yes, it is.
Very good.
I'm so smart.
There you go, Roberta.
See?
You're all right.
See?
Uh-huh. See? See?
See?
See?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
See?
See. All right. Can you name all of the presidents that were at the library yesterday?
Stingy.
Yeah,
George
go ahead.
George 1, George 2.
George 1 and George 2, yes.
Carter.
Yes.
Obama and
yes.
Clinton.
There you go. Boy, we're hitting a home run here today.
That's like thing one and thing two and Dr. Seuss, you know.
Really?
George 1 and George 2.
Are you comparing this program to Dr. Seuss?
No, I'm comparing
Green Eggs and
the
Ham.
The bushes to Dr. Seuss.
All right, so let's spend some time on the FAA and the sequester.
Hey,
here.
I just sent that story in. That's a good one today. I thought you would like it.
All right, well, then why don't you carry the ball? You can carry the water.
Oh, no, it's okay. Like. It's just that the Senate passed a bill yesterday to end all the furloughs that had, I'm going to just say, disrupted. But let's put that in quotations.
F'd
air
up.
Travel. Exactly.
Right.
Air travel across the U.S.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mommy, what does that mean?
Apparently, the approval came without dissent, and the House could take up the measure as early as Friday.
Right.
The legislation allows FAA to shift $253 million from other accounts to eliminate the furloughs and avoid closing 149 towers at small airports.
So you know what this really means? Once
what?
Again, the same thing is true as we found out with one of these other, what was the other problem that we had this week or last week with the sequester, and we found $86 billion or something in the leftover war account that we're not spending in Afghanistan. So here's some more money that they found. Oh, just happen to have millions tucked away
million
in this account so
somewhere.
We can use that. Do you realize this is just mounting? Every day we find more and more and more and more. More and more. I'm on a rant now. You like it? More and more and more. Roberta getting upset with my rants lately. But this
yes,
is good.
Yes, I am.
Don't you think this is a good one, though, Roberta? Why are you upset with my rants? I mean, I'm telling people what it's like to think. Think this stuff through. Why would you not want people to know how much money is being wasted by their time? People work hard for this. The reason that I get upset about this, by the way, if you really want to know, is it bothers me
that
tremendously.
That we bust our rear ends. And
actually, to work.
Yeah.
You know, I'm on the Framingham Town Meeting, and we're starting this week with, I mean, now looking at the budget, they're going to increase by $3 million. Here's a town, 70,000 people. The budget is $250 million to run the town. $250 million to run this town. And in the, you know, I'm looking at capital expenditures, whether they buy for trucks and all that other stuff. But there's so much in this that is fluff. And people, whether it's the state level, the local level, the national level, all of these things. I said to one of the fellows in one of the committees, I went to a meeting last night, and the cost for this particular piece of equipment was $65,000. I said, what's the average taxpayer real estate bill in Framingham? About $5,000. Okay? So that means that 11 families are paying real estate tax to buy that truck. That's the way I look at it.
Oh,
11
$5,000
families.
$5,000
is the average real estate tax in Framingham.
That's cheap.
Well, but everybody in New York isn't paying. Yours is expensive because you got all that real estate, and it's expensive. I mean, my taxes are way beyond that for the farmland. And if it wasn't farmland, it'd be 100 times that.
Oh, yeah.
But the point is, 5 average families have paid their taxes all year long for them to buy a $65,000 pickup truck that they're using to replace a 2006 model. It's only 7 years old. It's got 70,000 miles on it. What are we spending $65,000 for? It's 11 families who have worked hard to pay their taxes, and the money's going for a pickup truck that we don't need. So do you understand why I get radicalized here, Roberta? How I get passionate, I get emotional, I get upset. I want people to think about
these
things.
You get annoying.
Oh.
Really?
Well, wow.
Okay. Well, I should just, maybe you should go somewhere else to be annoyed. I've had people that are better than you tell me I was annoying.
Exactly.
Let me see. And I can find another one right here. Here's Cindy Wartilla, who's annoyed with me. A listener in Cadillac, Michigan. Thanks, Cindy, for adding to the, for piling on. All right. Anyway, Tom Patrick in Vero Beach. Hi, Tom. Happy to have you on board. He's a winner. He likes me, unlike Roberta.
Why is he a winner? What did he win?
He likes me.
How do you know he likes you?
Because anybody who's a winner likes me. He's a winner. Has to be a winner. He's a winner if he's a winner.
Is someone looking through an encyclopedia?
I don't know. Let's get to the Queen of Cheap before I get even more annoyed at what's going on here. The Queen of Cheap report for today includes what sort of goodies, Roberta?
Oh, let's see. We got...
She's so busy getting cranked up at me that she has lost her place.
I bet there's something for Michael.
We got good stuff. We got good stuff. Right.
Free pretzels.
Free pretzels?
Oh, yes, delicious. National Pretzel Day. That's right. That's
right. And the Apple Store has some free things, too. Really?
Yes, they do. My computer would like cooperate.
But your computer must be hooked to mine. Mine isn't working for beans
it's
today.
It's got
to
be. It's got
to
be.
Got to be connected. All right, so let's do a couple of things here, and we'll get to Roberta's Queen of Cheap report, such as it is, or maybe. Actually, there's a story today, Jennifer, at DougStefan.com about women in South Korea who are getting plastic surgery. Roberta's going to love this. And as if that weren't enough, 1 in 5 women having plastic surgery in Seoul, South Korea.
Wow.
And many of them are having the exact same kind of surgery. Mm-hmm. There's a picture of 10 of the contestants for the Miss Korea pageant this year. They all had exactly the same surgery.
Wow.
So they all have the exact same face.
That is so creepy. But I've heard that is a trend over there.
Is that for the eyes?
That's right. You look at the picture.
Eyes, cheekbones, the nose, everything.
So they're westernizing their face, in other words.
Right. Western corruption. Mm. All right. So anyway, Roberta will find this picture. She can't find a Queen of Sheep report, but she'll find this picture because she's interested in plastic surgery. Our poll today at DougStefan.com. If you had cosmetic plastic surgery, A, yes, and I'm happy with it. B, yes, and I wish now I hadn't. C, no, but I'm considering it. D, no, I don't think I would ever do that. E, I prefer not to answer. Jennifer,
do
you have
it.
Any... Roberta's had lots. Jennifer, you ever had any?
No.
Kenny?
Nope.
You know, you say, well, he's a man. But men get it done.
Oh, men get it all the time.
Men get a lot of stuff like that done. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, hopefully Roberta's going to find her Queen of Cheap material, and we'll have that for you in a matter of moments. Meanwhile, the best and smartest way for you to look wonderfully well, the Power Swab way to clean your teeth. Time to get ready for the beach, for family barbecues, graduation parties, the summer weddings and vacations. And by ready, I mean you want to look your best. And by looking your best, you'll feel your best. So why not start with something easy like whitening your teeth? Because a white smile says a healthy and happy smile. Having yellow teeth can be embarrassing, especially in pictures or when you meet somebody new. I would like to have you consider Power Swabs. You know how they work? Power Swabs, safe and effective, works in 5 minutes. It can whiten the ugliest of ugly teeth. Cigarettes, stains, and coffee stains, blueberry. Those blueberry stains don't last, though, do they? It's just it's the smoking, it's the drinking coffee, it's drinking wine, that sort of stuff. So if you've had that problem and you've had dental work done, you'll still get your teeth cleaned very well. How do you get Power Swabs? I'm happy that you asked. Power Swabs available by calling 800-867-4089. 800-867-4089. Did I do the right number? Yeah. 800-867-4089. Risk-free. Call now. Order it. You get 50% off the retail price. If you mention Doug Steffen, it's Power Swabs to clean your teeth naturally. It's 800-867-4089 to get the deal.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Some inventory arrived late for our famous April sale. And that means you can still save big at Lumber Liquidator's Second Chance Hardwood Flooring Clearance Sale. Just arrived. Laminate and vinyl wood plank at incredibly low April sale prices. Hardwood and bamboo, all at the best deals of the year. Plus, get special financing. Second chances don't last long, and neither will these big deals. Second Chance Flooring Clearance Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Okay, so
she's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
What a horror show this would have been if we didn't get Roberta's info ready, but it's there to check out
at
duckstepping.com.
Yes.
Now you can tell us what we're going to see, Roberta.
What you're going to see is, here's a great idea. How about custom photo cards, like playing cards, you know, like you play poker and gin rummy? Well, you can have cards with You can have cards with whatever you want on them, and they're at sale at York Photo. We tell you how to get them at DougSteffen.com. Kroger has a freebie today, free Quaker bar or cookies. You got to go there around 8 o'clock tonight, and you'll get the freebie. Living Social, how about this? $10 off of $30.
Wow.
So in other words, you can go on to Living Social. It's kind of like a Groupon site, and you order $30 worth of stuff. You get $10 off, which isn't bad. Friendly's, buy one and get 1 3-scoop ice cream sundae. Yeah. Free.
Their ice cream's awful.
And today is National Pretzel Day, so make yourself into a pretzel, and you can go over to Pretzel Maker, or you go over to Philly Pretzel Factory, and I would bet if there's some sort of a pretzel joint near you, they're probably doing something for National Pretzel Day, too. Do you know 80% of the pretzels in the country are made in Pennsylvania? I didn't know that.
Really?
And Apple is giving you free engraving on an iPad if you buy one for your mom for Mother's Day. Hint, 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 hint.
Mother's Day is what, 2 weeks away?
Yeah, 2 or 3 weeks away, yeah. But you've got to do it by May 2nd. Got to order by May 2nd.
All right. Thanks for looking at your calendar to check things out.
Yeah, 12th. May 12th is Mother's Day. So 3 weeks.
21, Roberta. What a piece of work.
I don't know these things.
21 after a good day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Sounded, but he's too busy talking to somebody on the phone. So we have what now I will be happy to explain to you is the four remaining girls on American Idol: Cree Harrison, Amber Holcomb, Candace Glover, and Angie Miller. Performing Girl on Fire. Anybody watch this last night? Roberta, you usually like to watch American Idol.
Yeah, I did. Yep.
What do you think? Now, we've all said that, we think that Candace is going to win? Is that what we thought?
No,
Amber, right? Amber's going to win.
No, the one who plays the piano.
Isn't that Amber?
Was,
I think
no,
that's
no.
Amber.
I thought, no, Amber is...
Angie is the one who plays the piano.
Angie, that's
oh, there
one.
You go.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I thought Amber would be eliminated, and actually Amber and Candace are on the bottom, too.
Amber and Candace are the bottom two now?
Yep.
So one of them goes. We'll find out who that is in just a moment. First, though, Season 10 singer Stefano with his new song, They All Come On, to plug their new thing. So here he is singing part of Yes to Love.
We both said yes to love.
Why do we care about this, though? Are
we don't. This kid has, like, I don't know.
All
he's
right.
cute, but,
get rid
you know.
Of this. All right. And the Season 9 winner was there to play or sing or whatever. Who cares? All right. Let's listen to Ryan as he explains in rather an awkward way what happens to the bottom two.
Two groups of two on the stage, Amber and Candace, and Angie and Cree. Right now, back into results. Dim the lights, Kieran. Here we go. Good luck, ladies. After the nationwide vote, Candace and Amber, you are the bottom two tonight. Which means Cree and Angie are safe. So Cree and Angie, head to the couches. I'm going to take you girls up to the front of the stage here. The bottom two, ladies and gentlemen, what do you make of this? Come on up, girls. So it's down to Amber and Candace. Whoever makes it through to next week will once again sing two songs. The theme will be Now and Then. Good luck. Here we go. The person that could be leaving tonight is... No one.
Huh?
Yep, nobody.
What a waste.
Why?
How do they do that?
No one. Because
why?
They have an extra week, because normally the judges would extend their save to someone. So
right,
would
but they
extend
didn't.
The show an extra week. But they didn't this year. So what they're doing is they're eliminating no one this week, and then they're going to take all the votes from this week and all the votes from next week, and that's going to determine who gets eliminated.
Huh?
What a waste.
Well, that's not that difficult to understand, Doug.
It's not. Yeah. Sorry.
Because they got a week to kill.
Yeah,
they're
going to
do something with the extra week. So they say, okay, well, we won't eliminate
run
anybody.
Run cartoons.
Right. We won't eliminate anybody then. Keep this thing going.
All right. Well, under the circumstances, you can see why the numbers are failing for American Idol, even though most people that are producing and have television programs on during 8 to 11 o'clock local time every night would love to have the numbers they have. They're just way, way off from where they used to be. People are just getting tired of not only that, but all of the other stuff. But there's a little drama at the X Factor. Jennifer's going to talk to you about that in the next half hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with today's pet tip. Hey, chew on this. You know, puppies go through a teething stage just as human babies do. And like a human baby, a puppy's first set of tiny, sharp teeth are temporary. At approximately 4 months of age, his permanent teeth start cutting through his gums, causing swelling, inflammation, and of course, pain. The puppy will chew on virtually anything he can get a hold of in order to relieve his pain, including you. Now, if it was a human child, people would run to the drugstore and they'd get a frozen teething ring for the child to play with. Well, I'm not recommending a frozen teething ring, but here's what I am recommending. What I'd like you to do is take some of the dog's favorite toys, get those puppy toys, put them in the freezer, put a little cheese whiz on them or a little drop of peanut butter for flavor, keep those in the freezer. And when the dog is really, really mouthy, when the dog's mouth seems to really hurt him, give him one of the frozen toys to play with. It works on the same principle as a frozen teething ring. It will help soothe the gums and make the dog feel a whole lot better when he's teething. And you know what? Chances are you'll have both pairs of shoes when you go to put them on. Oh, more next time. The other day, a long-time customer reminded me that the vitamins I developed, Hugs and Kisses, are now keeping a second generation of their dogs and cats healthy and looking fabulous. It's been 20 years, and back then it was a popular misconception that all the nutrients your dog or cat needed were in a high-quality pet food. That's exactly why I formulated Hugs and Kisses supplements, insisting on the finest ingredients like lecithin as the number one ingredient. And to support your pet's immune system, I formulated them with rich antioxidants. The result is softer fur and no more chewing or constant scratching. Hugs and Kisses vitamin and mineral supplements help reduce shedding and promote overall wellness. With my 30-day money-back guarantee, you can be confident your pet will be soft and shiny in no time at all. People will actually compliment your pet on their shiny coat. Just read the comments on my website at thepetshow.com. Both dogs and cats love the taste of my chewable Hugs and Kisses supplements. Even picky eaters love these semi-moist nugget treats. Order your jar today. Just call the Hugs and Kisses counselors at my office at 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430-HUGS.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Wheatgrass smoothie? Kombucha colonic?
No.
Your meditation room is this way. Namaste.
Namaste, okay.
Adding a health spa would make tire shopping healthy, but it wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with extended hours and online scheduling. Plus, members get up to $130 in savings and deals after mail-in rebate on top brands like Goodyear, Michelin, and the Mighty Road Handler. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offerings 427, installation required. See store for details. Members are voids on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopyourway.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I'm giving you a personal invitation to join me Tuesday, April 30th. This is 7 p.m. It's a free lecture at the Holiday Inn, Hurstbourne Parkway, Louisville, Kentucky. Now, this lecture is going to cover the top 8 diseases that afflict Americans. I'm going to show you how Alzheimer's disease is preventable by 80%. I'm going to show you how Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease and how you can prevent it and how to reverse dementias. Let me tell you, this is going to be great. I'm going to show you how to reverse arthritis, how to reverse heart disease. I'm going to show you how to reverse high blood pressure. I want to show you how to support and promote maintenance and repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between your vertebrae. You don't need doctors for the most part except for emergency. Emergency, you got to go to the doctor. Otherwise, come see me. Free. This is Tuesday night, April 30th, 7 p.m., Holiday Inn, Hurstbourne Parkway, Louisville, Kentucky. Tell them Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, sent you.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Excitement. I wasn't on the air. 34 after the hour now. We're going to have American television in the focus here. And just when I was just thinking about American Idol and how they kind of like just sort of frittered away the program.
Faked everyone out.
Last night. Faked everybody out. Yep. Okay. Anyway, so Jennifer's got a lot of things up her sleeve or on her mind. In the meantime, there is a focus. I'd like to be helpful if I can. We all here are happy to be helpful. We've talked about most of the things. I mean, mostly on Friday, there's a repetition, there's a redundancy to it. Things that are going on today, we've been talking about all week. And who wants to be redundant, right? We'd rather be helpful. How many people would like us to be helpful rather than redundant? Raise your hands.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Okay.
Oh, me. Pick me.
So how about I give you the five things that are certain to be a problem if you say them to your boss? I'm interested in you keeping your job, not losing your job. So I have something just sort of in the helpful zone where the Good Day program is often.
Let's number five.
Number five this week. Never say at work, it's all your fault. You
number
never direct.
Four.
Wait a minute, Michael. Don't be in such a hurry, will you?
Hey,
please,
Michael, it's all your fault.
Yeah. It's all your fault today.
Right. Oh, wait, we're not supposed to say that. Darn it, I ruined it already.
I don't usually miss Richie, but I'm beginning to miss him today.
Aw.
Anyway, let's see here. I'm looking at a list of things that you should never, ever say when you're at work. Things that sometimes people are not aware of. These can be, depending on who you... For example, in this circumstance, it's all your fault. If you're blaming the wrong person, how do you know? And often, you don't know what the connection is to the boss.
So you fix your own problems.
In my case, I've had a lot of people say stuff, and they're like, oh, you're the boss's daughter?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, right. The boss's daughter. Has that ever gotten back around to anybody getting, because they told you something, did you ever tell your father and they get fired?
No one really says anything terribly negative about my dad. He's a good guy.
Really? You mean somebody said to you, that's stupido who's running this place, without knowing that you were his son?
No, his son. Yes, that's a surprise to me, too.
Uh-huh. All right. So anyway,
We keep it.
Number four. Yeah. It's all my fault.
Oh, you never say that.
No.
Ooh.
Well, that's, you failed then.
You say there was a situation.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Number three.
It's not fair.
Oh, it's never fair, honey.
Right.
Life's not fair.
Uh-huh. Hey, you want to go out? Wait a minute. Has anybody ever asked you out at work and they didn't know you were the boss's daughter?
No, I think just you. I'm just kidding.
Me?
I'm kidding. No, I don't know. No, I don't think so.
Totally new.
Yeah.
I think I have been asked out at work, but usually people know who I am.
Right.
And so then you get the Lindsay Lohan complex. Do they like me or are they asking me out because they think I can get them something?
Uh-huh.
Mm.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Yeah, see?
Right. No. That's usually the perfect way to get thrown out the door. You're not going to get anything that way. All right, this is actually number two on the list.
Number two.
But I think it's number one. Kay. That's not my job. When somebody tells me that, I go into outer space.
We just had that happen at CRN. Someone said to my dad, actually, you should hire an assistant. That's not my job.
Yeah.
Oh. Right.
No.
No.
If you want my blood to boil, tell me the same thing. It's not my job. Not my job, boss. It sounds like Roberta, doesn't it? Nobody bought this. Anyway.
Number one.
You want to last at work, don't be telling the boss.
Never.
It isn't your job.
Mm-mm.
Don't tell so-and-so, but.
Uh-oh, that never works either.
Office
and never
politics.
Email it either. Oh.
Yeah. Right. Office politics. Stay out of office politics. Easier said than done, I know, but under the circumstances.
It is, but there is something to be said for the difference between gossiping in a verbal way or gossiping in email.
How?
Never gossip in email.
Because
then there's proof. And it always ends up forwarded to the wrong person.
Exactly.
Yeah. I did that
Uh-oh.
Maybe about 6 months ago, I was really annoyed with one of the outfits that I'm doing business with.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the other companies I was doing business with didn't know that I was doing business with this company. But I sent an email. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning and I was groggy anyway, but I was really annoyed. And so I had an email from both companies up on my screen.
Uh-oh.
And I sent the annoyance to the good company, and they said, what are you doing being business with that other company? We're going to up your rates and finally I calmed it down, but it was not a pleasant picture. How many people have been checking out the story about Twinkies at DougStefan.com? Twinkies are back.
They're back.
In July. How many people are happy about that?
I have to tell you, can I make a prediction here?
Yes, you may.
The best thing that ever happened to Twinkies was that they were gone for a while.
How so?
Because it created demand for people who thought, really, think about this. How often do you say, I really have to have a Twinkie or a Ding Dong or a Snowball or whatever their products are? Like, you never really say that. Like, people walk by them all the time. But when they heard that they were no longer available, my dad, for one, went out and bought every box of Twinkies he could ever find. Did he ever eat a Twinkie in his life that I knew him before? No, but he went out and bought them.
But they're still good 20 years from now.
Right, because they're hard to find. So the little Twinkie break was probably the best thing that'll ever happen. And as soon as they hit the shelves again, people are going to go crazy for them before they settle back into being able to see them all the time.
Well, they are. Roberta's right about that. Was it yesterday we were talking about the 16-year-old
McDonald's? The 14-year-old hamburger,
That's still the same as it was. And the Twinkies would be pretty much...
Twinkies last forever. They outlive cockroaches, don't they?
Exactly.
I'm looking forward to having the orange cupcakes back again with a swiggle on the top and the cream inside.
I don't think I've ever had one of those.
Cupcakes.
Oh, my God, I love those.
Yep.
They're so bad.
I've never had an orange one. I've had a chocolate one, but never orange.
Roberta and Jennifer and Kenny Ritchie is out today on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Here's a story about a father who loves to read to his children at bedtime. He found a way to create pajamas for children with stories in them.
Very cool.
That's awesome. That's
smart.
Cool.
Pajamas. Smart PJs. His name is Juan Murdoch, lives in Idaho Falls, Idaho. He's a realtor. Came up with the idea for smart PJs during a briefing with his children, if you'll pardon the pun. Briefing, get it? Pajamas?
Okay. Pajamas.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Children range in age from 6 to 18. He says, I don't know how many children you have, but I can barely read a book to two children, never mind to all six of mine. And at one point in time, I was trying to do that. So he invented something that provides a little extra bedtime help. He enlisted a developer. They tried to use various codes. I don't understand how this works. Kenny, have you got a handle on how this works electronically? Because they must be stitched into the clothing, like $25 for these things.
Yeah, there's different patterns, and you scan them with your smartphone or with a tablet. And then you get to watch some little story or hear some little story, depending on which one that you have scanned.
So the child scans it him or herself, or is the parent doing this?
The child can do it by themselves.
Really? And what are they scanning?
Just a little pattern that's on the pajamas. I think it said that there are 47 different patterns on each.
So like a barcode?
PJs.
It's a QR code, probably, right?
Yeah, it's a QR code that's built into whatever the little.
So what's the difference between a QR code and a barcode?
Not much. A QR code is just like a little square.
That's the square with all the squigglies
right.
in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So then you can. There are 47 different stories, huh?
I think that's so cool. That's fun.
So they just listen. Is not Dad reading it? Or can you? Is this a professional voiceover person that's doing it? Or can Dad record it for playback later?
I'm pretty sure that it's this guy who invented them.
Really?
Reading it, if there is any narration, just because he invented it and was getting it started.
Huh.
It sounds like a great idea, and I can imagine that there will be plenty more to come.
Right, yeah, you start the idea. So that story, for parents who are looking for something like this, think it's clever, we have all the information for you at DougStefan.com. Speaking of information, Jennifer and the television report coming right up here on Good Day.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
According to the CDC, immunizations have had an enormous impact in helping to improve the health of children in the United States. National Infant Immunization Week serves as a great reminder to parents and caregivers that vaccines can help protect children from 14 childhood diseases by age 2. But vaccines are not just for children. Dr. Patricia Samuelson, a family physician based in Sacramento.
Well, parents are naturally concerned about the health and safety of their children. It is important to remember that vaccination is important in helping to maintain health and wellness for people of all ages. According to the CDC, vaccination is one of the top 10 public health achievements of the last two centuries, and vaccines are recommended not only for children, but across a lifetime. The CDC has recommended vaccination schedules for children and adolescents as well as adults.
To learn more, people can talk to their healthcare professional and visit sponsor.webmd.com/vaccines for information from Merck on WebMD. I'm John Dridden.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
14 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Friday program. Roberta has done her Queen of Cheap thing, so now it's time for Jennifer to contribute with a little help from her friends. That would be me. So the first thing, the audio from our video of the day today, which is Harrison Ford appearing on the Jimmy Kimmel program to talk about his role in the movie 42, which is supposed to be kind of cool. I haven't seen it yet, but I'd like to go.
Me too. I'd like to see it.
If I can find somebody to go see it with me. Anyway, the interview melts down when Harrison Ford is asked by Jimmy about the new Star Wars movie, which he doesn't want to talk about, or so it would seem.
Thank you.
Harrison Ford, by the way, is notoriously bad interview.
We have another?
So now there's people in the audience who are dressed in Star Wars attire.
Are you hungry?
Asking Harrison Ford any kind of stupid question.
No, not really.
We have, thank you. Okay, thank you. And it's, we have another, okay, yes, there's a, right here. There's a question right there.
Chewbacca.
Yes, somebody,
You son of a
And that was directed at the Wookiee, not
right.
At
that.
Oh, yeah, you'd like that, wouldn't you? Always trying to blame me. You're the one who couldn't keep it in your furry pants.
Actually, he's not wearing any kind of, doesn't wear a pants.
I risk my case.
Pretty funny stuff. You want to, the whole thing, we're not going to play it all. You can watch the whole thing, the video of the day, at DougSteffen.com. All right. Let's get to what's going on with Simon Cowell and who he's trying to woo to the X Factor.
He should woo a Wookiee.
Woo a Wookiee.
That would be cool.
Yes.
Simon Cowell needs two replacements this season for the X Factor, for Britney Spears and for L.A. Reid. And he's looking at Jennifer Love Hewitt. That's the top of the list right now. He's also looking at Reba McEntire and then Kelly Rowland, who is in Destiny's Child and also judged the UK version of the show in 2011. Mm-hmm. And other reality show news, so not X Factor, but American Idol, Nicki Minaj, we've all said is probably the only worthwhile judge going on this season. Well, she's made a big deal with Fox, and she is going to be starring in a movie with Cameron Diaz, Kate Upton, and Leslie Mann called The Other Woman. So she's going on to an acting career.
Yeah,
and in gossipy news, Clint Eastwood's wife, Dina, has checked into rehab to treat what she calls depression and anxiety. She's the star of E! Show, Mrs. Eastwood and Company, and has been admitted to an exclusive high-end Arizona facility.
Right. Did you see Justin Timberlake was on with Ellen yesterday talking about being married to Jessica Biel? I thought that was cute.
Oh, yeah. He likes being married to her. He said he's happy that he married his best friend, that he looks at her and realizes he did a good thing.
Isn't that sweet? What a wonderful thing it is to look at somebody that you really love and get the love and feel that love back again. That's got to be I'll tell you from experience, it is the most wonderful thing. And most of you hopefully have felt that at least once in your life. Looking at somebody and making that contact and then being able to talk about it is very cool. I see Bryan Cranston, who is pretty much all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
He's in that show that's all over,
Breaking Bad.
He was talking about that. What do you know about the, that's kind of a violent show.
The reason
show,
he's out
it?
All over the place right now is that they filmed their last episode, so the show's over.
Yeah.
And so he's been talking about how sweet but sad it is that he's leaving the show.
All right. What else?
All right, in other news, I thought you were taking over my report. I'm so excited.
No,
E! has announced a new slew of programming, including a spinoff of The Soup, which is a reality show about The Wanted. It's called The Soup Investigates. It's a spoof of investigative TV genre. It'll be hosted by Joel McHale still. Also, Ross Matthews from Chelsea Lately will get a brand new show, and they're going to be doing a show about the divas of the WWE. I know you'll be tuning in for that one.
That'll be interesting. The current ones or the current and past
the current current ones. They'll be doing the show about the current ones. Mad Men also in a little bit of trouble. They're being sued by Jeta Hall May, a model featured in the credits. She sued in Los Angeles Superior Court, claiming that the studio did not have permission to use a photo of her from the 1950s. It's in the theme of Mad Men.
Gardeners, it's that time of year again, and with food prices rising, there's never been a better time to take control of your own food supply by planting a backyard garden and growing your own nutritionally dense vegetables. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with Heirloom Solutions here in Thompson, Illinois, with a very special offer for you to kick off the 2013 gardening season. Right now, simply request our beautiful new seed catalog. Pay just $2 to help cover some of the postage costs. When you do, three things are going to happen right away. Number one, within 24 hours, your heirloom seed catalog will be sent. Number two, we're going to deposit $20 in your Heirloom Solutions account. Number three, you'll also receive three hard-hitting reports valued at $75. Our Cash Garden Report, our Food Shock Report, and our Diatomaceous Earth Report. Go to the website right now, freeheirloomseeds.com. Get $20 in free seeds. Go to freeheirloomseeds.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, who should pay for the big fat seat? The big fat seat, the big fat seat. Who should pay for the big fat seat? We'll find out in a moment. Plus, the FAA and sequesters, how that affected flying. Tom Parsons is here with a review of flying and traveling this week. Plus, where the firecracker airfare sales are. Sizzling hot prices. Don't you just love it? It's all coming right up here on Good Day.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
55 past the hour now. Tom Parsons is here, as he usually is at this point in the week, with his bestfares.com overview, travel specials. You can find special deals. As a matter of fact, for those of you who listen to the Good Day program, go to DougSteffen.com, find Tom's picture in the contributors box, click on that, and you go right to all the deals that have been put together for your listening and traveling pleasure. Meanwhile, Americans getting bigger, airplanes flying fuller, the price of jet fuel remains high.
is the solution to make passengers pay for, if they're big, two seats and stop squeezing everybody in. There's a survey out this week by YouGov, which suggests 4 in 10 Americans say they wouldn't mind being publicly weighed at the airport. Doesn't sound like great PR for the airlines, though. Do they care, Tom?
I think so. Some people think that's discrimination, or maybe even a medical discrimination.
Really?
But there is a little airline over in Samoa that is charging, by the way.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So, but that's the only one I know of in the world.
All right. The FAA's sequester cuts this week screwed things up to a fairly well. How much did it cost people in terms of time? I know one guy who was trying to get from, where was he, Key West, and he had to get to Kansas City, and it took him 2 days to do it because of flight delays.
Well, it looks like that's going to go bye-bye this weekend.
It is
government. Seems to come up with the cash now, and I think that's primarily because every congressman has to fly home this weekend.
Right. So yeah, they could be. They're well-deserved 1 week off.
They've indicated this. But this is probably of all the things we've seen from the cuts from the government, which has made I think it's sort of backfired on the government. I think the government was hoping to make some pain on the traveling public to get all the other part of the budget passed.
Mm-hmm.
Now looks like you're going to pass this one.
They keep finding little nooks and crannies where there's $10 million here, $20 million there, $250 million there. Oh, we can take that money and fix the problem with that. So.
Yeah, I'm doing in New York, man. And they were put in jeopardy. I mean, he's been on tarmac. There's no sense to have 40, 50 planes sitting
just
out on a tarmac.
Right, burning all kinds of fuel.
It's burning up fuel like crazy, keeping people inconvenienced. I think it was crazy for them to mess with the air traffic control system. It not only did it affect travelers, but also commerce, postage. Hilton Head is being served by Savannah Airport today. It's just crazy.
Right.
Here's some wild and crazy stuff. Remember the Florida flyout, Florida deals? They were $20 a day.
Yes, I remember those.
Now, if you aren't concerned about flight delays, well, now you don't have to worry about the one-way to Florida, okay, because you pick up a car. Now, some cars in Orlando are going for $500, $600, $700 a week. They just dropped to $7 a day. $7.
Uh-huh.
So that means you can rent a car for $49. We do have some promotion codes you might want to use. Go to Doug's site to see them. But it's $49 for a week, and you can drive up and down the coast. You can drop it from Orlando to Seattle if you want to.
Wow.
And I just think it's a Diana Shore special. See the USA and a Chevrolet.
Mm-hmm.
Get a little bit more bang for your buck. Beat the car rental rates. Beat the one-way airfares and see a little bit more Americana with the kids. And that's one of them. And also, if you live in Washington, D.C., Boston, or New York City, starting in September 9th, Anchorage, Alaska, we're finding for $365 round trip.
Really?
That's pretty nice little deal.
Who's doing that, Alaska?
We have it with a couple of airlines, but $365 round trip to go from Washington, New York, to Anchorage.
All right, check out all the deals at bestfares.com through DougStephan.com. Tom Parsons here with Doug.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.